《华尔街日报》报道，如今对于孩子们来说，圣诞老人不再遥远，因为他们随时可以在网上和圣诞老人视频聊天。《Wall Street Journal》reports, These days, children can reach jolly old elf online. A raft of digital services put Santa right in the palms of children's hands. When three-year-old Justin Webb wanted to talk to Santa this year, he knew exactly how to find the jolly old elf. After all, the tech-savvy toddler has been video chatting on his tablet computer since he was two. So Ms. Webb downloaded a FaceTime app that allowed Justin to video chat Santa, and there Santa was, his face, his beard, on the big screen in their living room.
Tell me ahead of time what it is the favorite thing you'd like Santa to bring you for Christmas.
Well, I don't really want anything.
Oh, you don't want anything? Can I have it?
Is Rudolph a real reindeer?
This is one rare kid. He doesn't want anything from Santa. The new cyber Santa juggles a full schedule, texting, calling, and video chatting, often for a price. Some services cost up to $30 for quality Saint Nick time. At least 10 Twitter accounts purport to originate from the North Pole, boasting hundreds of thousands of followers each.
$30 for some of Saint Nick's quality time, right, Lai Ming?
Yes.
You know what we need to do.
Pretend to be Santas?
改我们的职业。Let's go get some Santa costumes, set up a Facebook or a Skype account and make some money.
One account, Official Santa, greets followers with a profile picture that often changes, featuring everything from an easygoing Santa sporting red sunglasses to a smug Santa flashing his business card.
I don't know if it's just me being a bit old-fashioned here, but doesn't this kind of take away from the magic of Christmas when my mum used to tell me, Santa knows if you've been a good boy. How does he know? He's Santa, he has powers. Well, now he doesn't have powers, he just has an email account.
No, he's constantly watching over the kids. Why can't we just have some feedback from him?
So, Santa, how good do you think I've actually been this year? Well, I'll give you good points for doing your homework. You've been a bit annoying to your mum, so I'll take 5 points off for that.
Yeah. There are some people thinking the same like you. Some sociologists and child development experts warn the technology puts the magic of Christmas in jeopardy. If children treat Santa as they would any classmate, constantly texting or calling or tweeting at him, then what makes Santa special? Well, he is not special. He's fake.
Yes, Liming, he is fake. Well done. Thank you for pointing that out, and I have to apologise to any of our younger listeners that have only just found out from Liming that Santa is fake. But I think we're missing the point here, that Santa is a global phenomenon. I've noticed that 不管是中国还是国外，我很多朋友，我一些认识的一些朋友，然后他们有孩子，然后他们的孩子真的是很喜欢这个圣诞老人，
因为他们可以从圣诞老人那边得到礼物啊，
而且他们觉得他这个人很神奇，他就是又懂他们是好孩子还是坏孩子，又可以看着他们，又送他们礼物，他们觉得这个整个这件事还是挺好玩的。他已经是一个 global phenomenon, and he's so big. I don't know if you really want to do something like this. It's going to jeopardize his global image.
但是对于这件事情来说，你不觉得他们那些假装自己是圣诞老人的人，其实像等同于在诈骗吗？
有一点，我记得我小时候嘛，有一次我妈带我去看那个圣诞老人，在那个 shopping mall, 在那个购物中心里面，然后我看了，我想，哎，圣诞老人不应该是很胖吗？为什么这个圣诞老爷他那么瘦呢？真的一点都不像。我记得我当时有点伤心。So, and I think that's a problem a lot of kids get, because everyone has their own perfect image of what Santa Claus should look like. You know, fat, long white beard, holding a bottle of Coca-Cola.
That symbolic laugh.
Liming, are you actually Santa Claus?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'm just making sure, because I've often been very bad in front of you. I don't want to jeopardize my own gifts.
You're not getting any gifts, I can say.
Oh, thanks, Liming. You've ruined Christmas for me.